Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look here at high school sports, starting off from last night in high school track, the Underwood Co-Ed Eagles relays were held. On the girls' side, it was Trainer winning with 170 points, followed by Underwood in second with 127. Essex, Fremont Mills, Riverside, East Mills, and West Monona the rest of the field. Trainer had 5 wins on their way to the team title. Connor Sudman won the 100 hurdles and high jump. The Cardinals also won the 4x1, the 4x4, and the shuttle hurdle relays. Also, Underwood's Emma Bonnet won the 200 and 400. The Eagles also got wins from Mary Grace Martin in the 400 hurdles, Lauren Shapcott in the discus, and they won the sprint medley as a squad. Riverside won the 4x800-meter relay as well. On the boys' side of that meet, it was Underwood with 148 points winning. Trainer was second with 123, followed by Fremont Mills, the Glenwood JV, East Mills, Riverside, West Monona, and Essex rounding out the field. Underwood had 6 wins on the night. Tyler Kahn won the 100. Nick Peterson won the 200. Keegan Konzer won the 110 hurdles and 400 hurdles. And the Eagles also won the 4x4 and the shuttle hurdle relays. Also at the Bedford Boys Bulldog Relays, it was Lennox winning a team title there with 135 points. Clarinda Academy second with 108. Southwest Valley also had 108. Clarinda was fourth with 101 points, followed by Bedford and Orient Maxburg. At the Rebel Relays at Westwood, on the girls' side, it was Otterbold Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove winning with 143 points. Missouri Valley second with 88, followed by Maple Valley Anthon Otto. Booyer Valley, Siouxland Christian, Trinity Christian, Westwood, and Whiting. And on the boys' side, it was Oldenburg Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove winning there as well with 164 points. Missouri Valley second with 123. Maple Valley Anthon Otto third with 74, followed by Whiting, Westwood, Trinity Christian, and Siouxland Christian. They're rounding out the field. You can take a look at the full results from all of those meets under this same track posting on our sports page at KJN.com. Also taking a look at the high school golf from last night in girls' play, it was AHSTW out shooting Underwood 223 to 264. Medalist was Madison Rasmussen of AHSTW with a 49. Missouri Valley and Riverside played with no team score for either squad, but the medalist was Madison Lease of Missouri Valley with a 53. Trainer outshot Tri-Center 170 to 236. Medalist was Madeline Deichler for Trainer with a 41. In boys golf, AHSTW beat Underwood 184 to 208. Medalist there was Dustin Engel of AHSTW with a 42. Missouri Valley beat Riverside 168 to 199. Tyler Kruger of Riverside shot a 38 to be medalist. And Trainer outshot Tri-Center 165 to 175. Medalist there was Nate Hill of Trainer with a round of 36. Just won a score for you from high school tennis last night in girls' play. It was Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson over Omaha South 6-3. And in high school soccer, a couple of scores. In girls' play, it was Lewis Central over Abraham Lincoln 2-0. And also Abraham Lincoln was a 2-0 winner over Trainer in boys' soccer last night. And the latest girls' high school soccer rankings were released yesterday as well by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And a couple of the local notes in the Class 2A rankings, Lewis Central is ranked number 2 with their current 6-3 record. ADM ranked 5th. Dallas Center Grimes ranked 8th. Winterset's in there at number 11. Also in the Class 3A poll, it's St. Albert currently ranked number 8. Tri-Center is ranked 10th. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey is ranked 11th. And Underwood is ranked 12th in this week's poll. Moving on to a Major League Baseball game we had for you here on KJN last night. Younghoe Kang homered twice, and Francisco Liriano continued his dominance at Busch Stadium as the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 last night. Kang, who was activated from the disabled list before the game, ripped the first pitch he saw from Tyler Lyons into the right field bullpen for a two-run homer to give the Pirates a 3-0 lead in the sixth. Kang followed with a 427-foot homer into the upper deck in left in the eighth. Liriano improved to 4-0 with a 2.07 ERA in six career starts at Busch Stadium. Liriano fanned 10 through 7 innings for his 24th career double-digit strikeout performance, and Mark Melancon got his eighth save for the Pirates, who won its fifth straight road game and improved to 4-0 against the Cardinals this season. Taking a look now at notes from the NBA, Channing Frye scored a career playoff high 27 points to help Cleveland pull away for a 121-108 win over Atlanta in the playoffs. The Cavaliers now have a commanding 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Two nights after setting an NBA record with 25 three-point baskets, the Cavaliers went 21 of 39 from beyond the arc. Kyrie Irving had 24 for Cleveland, and LeBron James chipped in with 23. Al Horford's 24 points paced the Hawks. Kawhi Leonard had 31 points and 11 rebounds to lead San Antonio over Oklahoma City 196. The Spurs have a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference semifinal series. LaMarcus Aldridge had 24 points and 8 rebounds, and Tony Parker added 19 points and 8 rebounds for the Spurs, who regained home court advantage that they surrendered with a loss in Game 2. Russell Westbrook scored 31 points for the Thunder, but he made just 10 of 31 shots. Kevin Durant scored 26 points for Oklahoma City. The Utah Jazz have extended the contract of Coach Quinn Snyder. No further details of the deal were announced. The team has gone 78-86 in 2 years under Snyder and narrowly missed the playoffs this season. The Jazz allowed just 95.4 points per game in the last two seasons, the second fewest in the league despite a roster that was ravaged by injuries. Blake Griffin won't play for the U.S. Olympic team this summer after a recent procedure on his left quad tendon. The Clippers say Griffin had a bone marrow procedure on April 27th. The forward has already begun rehabilitation, and the team says he is expected to be ready for next season. Griffin was originally hurt on December 25th, re-injured the quad in the playoffs, and was limited to just 35 regular season games and 4 in the postseason here this year. Also in the NHL, Jason Garrison scored 134 into overtime to give the Tampa Bay Lightning a 2-1 victory over the Islanders and a 3-1 series lead. Garrison's game winner gave the Lightning their second straight overtime win and moved them one win away from reaching the conference finals for the second straight year. Nikita Kucherov scored his NHL-leading eighth goal of the playoffs for Tampa Bay, and Ben Bishop made 27 saves. Kyle Loposo scored early in the first period for the Islanders. Also taking a look here at some other scores for you from Major League Baseball yesterday in interleague play. It was Toronto over the Dodgers 5-2. And in American League action, it was the Yankees and Boston. Yankees beating Boston 3-2. Cleveland beat Kansas City 7-1. Texas over Detroit 5-1. The White Sox over Minnesota 10-4. Houston was a 6-3 winner over Seattle. Tampa Bay 5-2. Over the Angels. In the National League, it was San Diego beating the Mets 2-0, the Cubs over Washington 8-6, Miami beat Philadelphia 6-4, Cincinnati over Milwaukee 5-1, Arizona beat Atlanta 7-2, and it was San Francisco 6-4 over Colorado in Major League Baseball yesterday. Another note from Major League Baseball, they have announced that they're moving two games out of Puerto Rico amid players' concerns over the Zika virus. The game had been scheduled in Puerto Rico to celebrate Roberto Clemente Day, which honors the former big leaguer. Those games have now been moved to Miami instead. Andrew Loop shot a 171 to take the lead halfway through the Wells Fargo Championship. His 8-under total gives him a one-shot lead over Roberto Castro, who posted a 66. Chasen Hadley is further a shot back at 67. Phil Mickelson heads up a group that is three shots off the pace after he shot his 70. Zach Blair has been disqualified from the tournament after hitting himself in the head with his putter after missing a putt, then using the bent club to finish out the hole. Golf rules prohibit the use of a damaged club unless it results from normal play. And in the LPGA, So Yeon Roy birdied five of her last eight holes for a bogey-free 7-under-65 and a two-stroke lead in the Yokohama Tire LPGA Classic. The 2011 U.S. Women's Open champion has a 9-under total. Minji Lee, Morgan Pressel, and Ryan O'Toole were tied for second. John Daly shot a 2-under-70 in his Champions Tour debut at the Inspirity Invitational. The winner of two major championships finds himself four shots back of the leader, Mike Goods, who posted a 66. Martin Truex Jr. will start on the pole Saturday night in the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Kansas Speedway. Truex earned his first pole since April of 2012 at Texas and gives himself some confidence at a track he's come to love. Matt Kenseth qualified second at 190.564 miles per hour. Denny Hamlin was third, followed by Kurt Busch and Brad Keselowski. Points leader Kevin Harvick failed to make it out of the first round and will start 26th. And the Kansas City Chiefs have signed six of their nine draft picks, including second-round pick Chris Jones, along with seven undrafted free agents ahead of a three-day minicamp that begins this weekend. Jones, a defensive tackle out of Mississippi State, agreed to terms on a four-year deal Thursday before making it official Friday. Also signing were offensive lineman Parker Anger and a fourth-round pick out of Cincinnati, DeMarcus Robinson, a wide receiver out of Florida, quarterback Kevin Hogan from Stanford, defensive back DJ White of Georgia Tech, and Virginia Tech linebacker Dady Nicholas. The undrafted free agents included offensive lineman Jake Bernstein and Ben Clark, cornerbacks Vernon Harris, Trey Jones, and Shaq Randolph, linebacker Terrence Smith, and wide receiver Mitch Matthews. And former Omaha guard Tyler Bullock is returning to the Mavericks as an assistant coach. Head coach Darren Hansen announced Friday that Bullock would join the staff after spending the last two seasons as an assistant at Southwestern Community College in Creston. We'll have Pittsburgh and the Cardinals once again here today. 12:20 the pregame. First pitch will be at 1:15 here this afternoon. At Sports on KJN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn, I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.
I'm Nick Soboleski.